Chapter 26. The mountainside had become a cemetery for dragons. Nath had never seen so many dead before. His stomach turned. It would be a poacher's field day.
"They all need to be buried," he said,
picking up a blazed ruffy little bigger than a dog. Its orange scales still had a bright sheen to them.
"Won't the dragons return and take care of that?"
Nath shrugged and laid the dragon corpse back down. It made little sense to see dragon fighting dragon. No more sense than seeing men fighting men. Sure, dragons didn't always get along with one another, but they weren't prone to killing each other either.
No wonder the last dragon war was so horrible.
And by the looks of things, this one would be worse. He had to end it.
"Come! Come!"
Philpin said, somewhere deep in the forest. Nath limped through the trees toward the sound of the dwarf's voice and found a sky raider in a patch of broken trees. His body still smoked, and his scales were in cinders. Both his horns were broken.
"Guzan must have taken this one,"
Nath said, cocking his head and looking at its eyes.
"Does it look like the one that ate Brenwar?"
Nath shrugged his shoulders.
I don't know.
"I've never seen such a huge dragon before,"
Rary said. He put his hands on the dragon's head, which was bigger than a horse.
"They seem smaller in the sky and so much bigger up close."
He swallowed and looked at Nath.
"I'm sorry about your friend."
Using the pommel of his sword, he tapped on one of the dragon's teeth, which were almost as tall as him.
"One swallow, huh?"
"Rary," Sasha admonished. She took her son by the arm and led him away.
"Is he dead?"
Ben said, cocking his head.
"I swear I think it's still moving."
Sometimes a dragon's body being so big doesn't go right away. It fights, but it will pass."
"I can hear inside it,"
Philpin said. He had his ear pressed against the dragon's great belly.
"It sounds hungry by the way it's groaning. Let's cut it open. I say Brenwar is inside there giving it a sour stomach."
Again, all eyes fell on Nath, and he wasn't certain what to say. With some effort, he shrugged again.
Do what you have to do."
Shaman Hoven walked over and unleashed their elven blades. Nath turned away. He abhorred the thought of any dragon being carved into, but he hated the idea of his friend being in there more.
"What's that?"
Rary said. Nath turned. With a sparkle in his eye, the young part elf was staring at the dragon's great neck. The scales were rippling.
"A spasm,"
Nath said.
"I'm certain."
The spasm started at the lower end of the dragon's neck near the belly and moved upward.
"Strangest death spasm I ever saw,"
Shum said, tilting his head. A knot of rippling scales made its way toward the head.
"It's still alive,"
Rary said.
"I bet its fire's coming back up,"
Nath added, following the moving bulge.
"Everyone should stand clear. His body might buck, and the entire forest might go ablaze."
The moving stopped in the next instant, and with bated breath, everyone was silent. Nath stepped in front of the mouth.
"Oh, be careful, Nath,"
Sasha said, gripping Bazog's arm.
"I hear something,"
Nath said, looking at Shum.
"Can you hear it?"
Shum rested his ear on the dragon's upper neck.
"It sounds like horrendous singing."
"Singing?"
Ben said.
"What song is it singing?"
"I'm not sure," Nath said, leaning closer.
"Wait. It can't be.
Inside the dragon echoed a song that gave his white scales chills.
Come on, the dwarves, Morgan. We have the finest steel and ale, Morgan. In battle, we never fail, Morgan.
Nath's jaw dropped. The dragon's teeth shattered, leaving a gaping hole between them. Coated in dragon saliva, Brenwar stepped through the gap and slugged the dead dragon in the nose with his hammer.
Nothing swallows a dwarf and lives!
Brenwar!
Nath cried. Brenwar wiped the slime from his eyes and shook his bearded face like a dog.
Hey!
Brenwar!
Pilpin exclaimed.
Brenwar!
Injected Ben, rushing toward him. Nath scooped his slime-coated friend up in his arms and hugged. Brenwar eyed him.
Put me down, Nath Dragon!
Nath squeezed him harder.
I know. Never hug a dwarf.
More than a mile away from the battle site, the party came to a stop and set up a small camp. The smell of death and battle didn't reach this far. The smoke from the burning trees had faded. The Pixlins and fairies had done their job and disappeared back into the woodland. Ben, Samas, and Rary returned with cut branches in their arms. They dropped them by the circle of stones Brenwar had set. The dwarfen warrior patted the pouches outside his armor and growled.
Sultans of sulfur! That foul beast swallowed my striking stones!
He got up.
I'll fetch them!
Brenwar, please!
Nath said.
Sit! I think I can handle it.
Brenwar lifted a brow.
Is that so?
Nath rubbed his index finger and thumb together, igniting a ball of orange flame.
Toss those sticks in there,
he said. Brenwar did. Nath flicked the ball of flame, igniting the wood. In seconds, it began to crackle and pop.
Oh, that feels good,
Sasha said, nearing the fire and rubbing her shoulder.
I haven't felt warmth for days.
She glanced at Bezog.
Excluding your company, of course.
Bezog showed a quick smile and turned to Nath.
You should save your powers. You need rest.
I'm tired, no doubt,
Nath said, stretching out his arms and yawning. Bezog's violet eyes widened.
What?
Nath said.
It's been a long day.
We need to discuss things,
Bezog said.
Many things.
Let's break some bread first,
Nath said.
I'm sure everyone's hungry.
Bezog bowed a little.
As you wish.
Nath combed his fingers through his mane and let out a sigh. Everyone needed rest. Clearly everyone had been through some dire things. Still, Nath felt better than he had earlier. Watching his bristling friend Brenwar grumble orders at everyone did his heart good. Losing Selene was one thing, but losing Brenwar might have been unbearable. He couldn't be happier that his friend was alive. Edging away from camp, he let others go about their business. Bezog and Sasha produced food and water. Ben, Rary, Samas, and Pilpin stuffed their faces. Shaman Hoven were nowhere to be found, but Nath could sense them nearby, watching in the woods for other dangers. And Brenwar? He leaned against a rotting stump and stuffed tobacco into a small pipe.
You can judge a dragon by the friends he keeps,
Bezog had told him that. Nath painted a mental image of the scene and locked it away in his mind. Quietly, they ate, speaking little. And before long, they bedded down for rest. Sasha was the first to sleep, covered in a dark green blanket with her pretty face turned toward the fire. Rary and Samaz lay on either side, and Bezog sat behind them, staring into the fire. Ben was lying down and talking to Pilpin. Seconds later, he fell asleep, mid-syllable. Pilpin snorted,
"How rude!"
and waddled away. He stopped and started talking to Gorley, who hadn't said much of anything to anyone at all. The forest became alive with nature's song, soothing, strong. They were safe, for now. Above, the moonlight cut through the dark leaves, darkening the shades around the camp. Through the foliage, Nath saw dragons streak through the night in winks of gold and silver. Belzerth's forces were with them after all. Still stiff-limbed, Nath slipped into the forest. He passed through a clearing and stopped at another rocky overlook. His keen eyes searched the lowlands, looking for any bad signs at all. Booted feet crunched up behind him.
Not thinking about running off again, are you?
Certainly not,
he said, turning around and facing Brenoir.
I think you said that the last time.
No, not with such certain effect.
Adverse effect is more like it,
Brenoir said, puffing on his pipe.
The truce.
Well, it's over now. You should be relieved.
I am,
Brenoir said.
But I'm more relieved to have you back in my line of sight. And I aim to keep it that way until the end. Do you understand me, Nath Dragon?
I do now,
Nath yawned.
Stop doing that,
Brenoir said as he blew three rings of smoke.
Why?
I don't like it. Makes me jittery.
You? Jittery?
Brenoir grunted.
Just don't go running off again, Nath Dragon. We have a war to win, and we need you to win it. I think you need us, too.
Brenoir turned to walk away.
I'm certain of it.
I'm not going anywhere,
Nath said.
I promise.
Brenoir stopped and turned.
That's a first. You never promised me before. I think you've finally learned the importance of keeping your word.
Nath smiled, covered his yawn with his elbow, closed his tired eyes, and fell down. He didn't hear what Brenoir said next.
Sultans of Sulfur, not again. Bezog, he sleeps again.